This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the fact that a very major city has ordered its police department to prevent Jewish people from visiting one portion of the city. What city are we talking about? We're talking about, believe it or not, New York City, the community with the largest Jewish population in the world. Now Tel Aviv is closed, but New York is right up there. And yet, Jews are supposed to be banned from Brooklyn for their own safety? Is that a joke? It's not a joke. It's deadly serious. We will get to that. We will also get to the heart of terrorist financing with Danielle Pletka of the American Enterprise Institute, who will be joining us. And to some of the excesses of the Palestinian supporters here in the United States, at least people who claim to be Palestinian supporters, but people who, by supporting Hamas, are doing no good at all for the Palestinian community at large. Think about this. There is zero Jewish presence anywhere inside Gaza until after the attack on October 7th, when all of a sudden the people of Israel determined that they were going to protect themselves. And how do you protect yourself without doing something to dismantle the entire terror apparatus of Hamas, which is located in Gaza? But this is one of those crazy situations where there are two words that are regularly used that are lies when applied to this situation. The one word is apartheid. I spent some time last night reading about the real history of the real apartheid in South Africa, where they had laws against any sexual contact between people of different races. It was illegal to marry someone of another race, the same kind of restrictions we had here in the United States, in 16 states at least, until the Loving versus Virginia case of 1967. But the idea that black people in South Africa did not have the right to vote, they had no representation in parliament, they did not have the right to equal education, they had no right to go to certain businesses or public places that were reserved only for white people. Anyone who has ever visited the state of Israel knows how fallacious this is, how inaccurate it is, how wrong it is. And what I was thinking of was the Shuk, which is a very interesting place. It is between modern Jerusalem and ancient Jerusalem, and it's like an alleyway that is very old. It's not ancient, not from the 1,000 years ago, but certainly from 500 years ago. And there are only Palestinian businesses on the Shuk, and Jewish tourists, and plus tourists from around the world who are not Jewish, who come to Jerusalem, will often, on their way to the Temple Mount or on their way to the wall, the Western Wall, the only part of the ancient temple, of the Second Temple, the one that was restored or built up by Herod, that that whole area, people go by walking through the Shuk. And it turns out that to buy a stall in the Shuk, in the sort of open-air marketplace along this alley, it costs about $1 million for people to buy one of those stalls, and the businesses are booming. And there is a very obvious combination of Islamic Palestinian people, very religious Jewish people, tourists from abroad, many of whom are presumably Christians, because this is not too far. We're talking about in Jerusalem from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where, according to some Christian interpretations, was the site of the crucifixion. I mean, all of this, the idea that there's apartheid here, or that on a Saturday night in Jerusalem, when you go to Mamila, or any Saturday night in Haifa, which is a very integrated city, where about a third of the population in Haifa, which is Israel's third largest city, the population is about one-third Palestinian. And the idea that this is an apartheid state, when there are more than a dozen Palestinian representatives in the Knesset and the Israeli parliament who were elected to those positions, the electoral turnout for Palestinians has been very high in recent elections in Israel. The idea that this is an apartheid state is so bizarre and so ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, there is this statement of demands by the Stanford student body, where they are saying that Stanford must issue an explicit condemnation of Israel and its war crimes and call for an immediate ceasefire. We call for Stanford to issue a statement acknowledging and condemning Israel's ongoing siege. 2, demanding that the U.S. calls for immediate ceasefire. 3, calling on other universities and academic institutions to join Stanford in speaking out for justice. Now, given the tuition at Stanford, I mean, how do you justify the idea of trying to make this university sort of bastion of anti-Israel sentiment? Stanford must also provide counseling by specialists in trauma-related mental support for refugees and immigrant students affected by the ongoing genocide in Gaza and confrontations with military occupation abuse. There is no occupation in Gaza. There isn't a single Jewish police station, police barracks presence, military presence, nothing. The only ones that will be in there will be when they do their ground mission into Gaza to dismantle Hamas. University must approve academic accommodations for all those affected by the ongoing genocide in Gaza, to allow professors and students to create alternative plans for students to complete work, must enforce transparency of financiers and benefactors of Stanford research, including military and missile technology, identifying opportunities to invite more Palestinian scholars to teach, research, and create original works centering on the Palestinian experience and the struggle for freedom and self-determination at Stanford. I mean, all of this at a time when there is here in the United States, the New York Police Department tells Jews it can't protect them and says they must definitely avoid Brooklyn. Really? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. First up, we have Danielle Pletka of the American Enterprise Institute, who has written a significant expose about the financing of terror, which, to no one's surprise, goes through Iran. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
I be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show. Danielle Pletka is a distinguished senior fellow in foreign and defense policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on U.S. foreign policy generally and the Middle East most specifically. Before joining AEI, Ms. Pletka was a senior professional staff member for the Middle East and South Asia for the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. And Danielle's most recent piece, which is very important, is Iran at the Heart of Terrorist Financing. And given this Iranian involvement in terrorist financing, it's not limited to Hamas and Hezbollah, is it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, the Iranians spend billions of dollars financing terrorist groups from Yemen to Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, obviously in the West Bank. They support and Gaza. They support Hamas. They support Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They have members of Al-Qaeda living in Iran, including one of Osama bin Laden's children. No, they're very broad in their support for terrorism.
And what's in it for them? What are they aiming to achieve?
So I think Iran's foreign policy, since the revolution 44 years ago, has been to avoid direct confrontation when possible with powers greater than itself. So what it does instead is it acts through these proxy armies. This is an arm of Iranian foreign policy, but for them it has a nice little deniability. And you see that working perfectly for them when you see the White House after the attack in Israel saying, well, we don't know what Iran knew about this. And it's like, how could you possibly suggest Iran didn't know about this? They are one of the most important trainers, armors, and financiers of Hamas. Of course they knew about it.
Do you think that given the fact that the White House has been so publicly supportive of Israel's struggle for safety and security and struggles against terrorism, were you surprised that the timing of this $6 billion release of Iranian funds happened right in the midst of this deepening confrontation between Israel and its most implacable enemy, which is Iran?
So the money was released before October 7th. It was released. There were negotiations. There have actually been negotiations going on for years about this money. But the money was released specifically for two reasons. One, the most obvious reason, and the one that the White House admitted to, was the release of five hostages from Iran. And you remember that not long before the attacks of October 7th, the Iranians released these five hostages to great fanfare, some of whom had been in prison for a very long time. So what happened was the White House at that point permitted the release of this money. The more less advertised reason, shall we say, for the release of that money is that there have been negotiations between the White House and the Iranians for more than a year about the Iranians slowing down their nuclear program, slowing down their accumulation of nuclear fissile material, and slowing down their attacks on American targets. And this payment was in part for that understanding, shall we call it.
But the attacks on American targets apparently have not slowed down. I mean, I know that the reports are that, if anything, they've intensified.
That is correct. And, you are exactly right. They have not slowed down. Iran did not abide by its deal with us. And the White House tells us that that money has not been released. I am not 100% sure that I believe that, but for certain, one thing we know is that the Iranians almost never honor their agreements, whether they are with us or anybody else. That's just the way they do business.
So what are the prospects? You have a piece called The Prospects for a Wider War. That wider war wouldn't just involve Israel versus Iran. It could very well involve American power, like our two aircraft carrier battle groups that are now in the area, American power against Iran. That's an increasing possibility, isn't it?
I think it's an increasing possibility in terms of the use of what we call standoff weaponry. So we have a carrier battle group in the Mediterranean, and we have a carrier battle group now in the Persian Gulf. Last night the group in the Mediterranean struck two Syria-based targets of Iranians who have been who have been targeting U.S. troops in Syria. That is the likelihood of U.S. involvement. But if I can just step back for a second, when we talk about a wider war, I think we start with the spread of the war to the northern, Israel's northern border, and that would involve the involve Hezbollah, the terrorist group that runs Lebanon and that has 150,000 missiles, drones, and precision-guided munitions in southern Lebanon. So we start there. Now, the Israelis believe that the United States would, if that front opened up, would begin to use some of that same standoff weaponry to take the Hezbollah offline. I haven't seen the United States say that, but that is what the Israelis believe. So I think in the beginning, that's what a wider war looks like. But you know what? The issue here is that there are any number of ways the Iranians and their proxies can miscalculate. They can hit Americans and kill a lot of people. They can hit another American target. They could conduct an attack in the United States. We understand that Hezbollah and other Iranian-backed terrorists are coming across the border. And at that point, I think all bets are off. And I think there we really do look at the serious prospect of some widening of this conflict involving the United States.
And presumably part of widening that conflict would be crippling or destroying Iran's nuclear program.
Do you know the expression from your mouth to God's ears? I wish that were the case. Right. I wish that were the case. I have very little confidence that the Biden administration would want to dig that deep. Don't forget, these are the people who pulled out of Afghanistan and abandoned not just our allies, but the government there and let the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS take over. These are the same guys who abandoned Iraq and ushered in the rise of ISIS and the caliphate that we then had to go in and take care of in 2011. So I'm not confident they're going to do anything about the Iranian nuclear program.
That piece on the prospect for a wider war, together with her piece, Iran at the Heart of Terrorist Financing, posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Danielle Pletka, thank you for joining us, and may you have a wonderful and peaceful weekend. We will be right back on the Medved Show with the idea of banning Jews from Brooklyn.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. In Maine, law enforcement is actively pursuing over 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 individuals and causing injuries to over a dozen others during a shooting incident at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine this past Wednesday. Currently, a shelter-in-place directive remains in force while divers are scouring a nearby river. Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations. The Rangers and Diamondbacks are set to compete for the World Series Championship. Tonight, Texas will play host to Arizona for Game 1 of the Fall Classic at Globe Life Field. The first pitch will be delivered by former President George Bush. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And, on the Michael Medved show, a couple of reports from the New York Post. And yes, I have a past association with the New York Post. I was chief film critic there for 5 years. Again, still have good friends, very good friends, who work with the New York Post and appreciate their coverage of stories like those I'm about to share with you. Most recently, there's just a new breaking story that a hateful teen, as it's described in the newspaper, threatened a young boy with a knife and yelled, "I will kill you, Jew," in the latest anti-Semitic attack in the Big Apple, police and law enforcement sources say. The sickening scene unfolded at a playground in Crown Heights. That's in Brooklyn. It is a center of Jewish life. It is a center of Jewish Hasidic life. This according to the New York PD and the victim's mother, who said her daughter was also targeted in the attack. The mother's name is Chaya Sundroy. She says, "My kids were shaking. They were crying." The Sundroys came to the U.S. from Israel legally 10 years ago, she said. They asked, why? We didn't do anything to him. Why did he say that? Why they want to kill us? They were really, really scared about it. She was there with her 6 children when this attack took place. The police said the man also screamed Heil Hitler at the boy. But Sundroy, who was at the park with her 6 children, said that it was actually directed at her daughter. During the attack, several people also shouted Allahu Akbar in front of the children, according to Sundroy and police sources. And then this headline, it's a piece by John Podhoretz. The New York Police Department tells Jews it can't protect them. And John writes, roughly 20,000 observant Jews live in the neighborhood called Crown Heights. Jews should definitely avoid the area, a police source told the Post. Our NYPD is telling the Jews of Brooklyn that they are at risk. And this is the implicit corollary. They cannot be protected. Why do you think the marchers are meeting near Crown Heights anyway? John Podhoretz asks. This is why. Their purpose isn't to call for a ceasefire or to advocate for the Palestinian people. Their purpose is to make it known what October 7th made known. There will be no peace or security for any Jew anywhere in the world if they can get their way. And rather than announcing that it will send 5,000 cops into the streets to ensure that the mob does not disturb the afternoon walk of a single Jew, the NYPD says, stay inside, mind the mob. In my 62 years of life, writes Podhoretz, I have thought every day of the blessing America has been to the Jewish people, a blessing unlike any that my people have ever known. And this, the most Jewish city in the world outside of Israel, has been a blessing as well. At this moment, though, the Jews had better hide. Meanwhile, it is extraordinary, especially given the fact that you had this nightmarish surprise attack with no lead-up, no threats beforehand, just a surprise attack motivated by fanaticism and hatred. At least 1,400 civilians slaughtered. And basically now Israel is being blamed for that. Jews are the bad guys when we were emphatically the victims on October 7th. Here is the sound of protesters at UCLA. And again, UCLA has a very strong Jewish presence to it. Los Angeles, second largest Jewish community in the country. But these protesters had this to say in their chant. Listen. Okay, what they're saying apparently is, Israel, Israel, you can't hide. We caught you in genocide. And there were some people who were there present at the occasion who thought that they were chanting, we want Jewish genocide, which they probably do. But again, when they say we caught you a genocide, do you know that Gaza, which has had a zero Jewish presence, supervision, governmental regulation. Israeli law does not apply in Gaza. It is completely run by Hamas. There are no Jews there. There is no occupation. Gaza is one of the fastest growing. How can you claim the genocide is going on when the population has been growing, doubling, tripling, quadrupling in recent decades? And it has. It's an absurdity. It's so absurd that Leon Cooperman, who is a Columbia University graduate and a billionaire who has benefited Columbia University in New York, says students participating in anti-Israel protests on that campus, well, he wasn't flattering about them. The clip 14.
Where are we in the world when 1,300 Israeli civilians...
I think these kids at the colleges have for brains.
That's where you think we're going.
Here we have one reliable ally in the Middle East, that's Israel. We only have one democracy in the Middle East, that's Israel. Okay, and we have one economy tolerant of different people, you know, gays, lesbians, etc., and that's Israel. So they have no idea what these young kids are doing.
Okay, again, fortunately, the Congress of the United States did vote, and it voted overwhelmingly with only 9 Democratic dissensions for a resolution supporting Israel. And this is the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, on Fox News. Listen. Clip 3.
We want to be cooperative. We need to work together on this. But we owe it to the people to know what the plan is, where the money is going to be spent, and we need some auditing for the dollars that we've already sent over there. These are not tough questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Israel is a separate matter. We're going to bring forward a standalone Israel funding measure over $14 billion.
Is $14 billion enough?
Israel's requested a little less than that, actually. The White House did, by way of Israel. And $14.5 billion specifically is what we're looking at. It's a very specific number tied to very specific measures. But here's the important thing that distinguishes House Republicans from the other team. We're going to find what we pay for is in the budget. We're not just printing money to send it overseas. We're going to find the cuts elsewhere to do that.
Okay, and he also gave some indication that he was serious and determined, more clearly than the previous speaker, Kevin McCarthy, to support Ukraine in its struggle against evil. We will be right back on that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Michael Medved Show, tonight, Friday night, is the opening of the World Series. And yes, I am as shocked as everybody else that it's the Arizona Diamondbacks versus the Texas Rangers. Very few people would have predicted that either of these teams, let alone both of them, would have met in the Fall Classic. Tonight in Texas, the former President of the United States, George W. Bush, who is also a former owner of the Texas Rangers, who helped to build their new stadium, and you could say laid the groundwork a long time ago for what has been a slow, steady, but fairly dramatic the last 2 years improvement in this team. He will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch, which, of course, would remind people with a historical memory of when they resumed baseball after an interruption on September 11th, 2001. President Bush came to New York to throw out the first pitch, and it was remarkable. He did what very few people who have that ceremonial opportunity ever do, is he threw a strike. And no, it didn't bounce on the way up to the plate. No, it didn't fall wide of the mark. It was a certified strike. And I hope he does that again tonight. Meanwhile, there is a new Speaker of the House. We're going to be talking a little bit about what the selection of Mike Johnson means. We're talking with Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review, coming up. But Mike Johnson was caught by a reporter while he was walking through the Capitol. He's a very busy guy right now. And the reporter asked a question about funding for Ukraine. Listen, clip 13.
Do you support additional aid to Ukraine?
We all do. We're going to have conditions on that, so we're working through it.
What kind of conditions?
We want accountability and we want objectives that are clear from the White House. But we're going to have those discussions. It's going to be very productive.
Okay. That should reassure everybody, particularly our embattled allies, and I should say noble allies in Ukraine. There was also a White House reporter who asked John Kirby, and John Kirby is the press spokesman for the National Security Council at the White House spokesman on foreign policy. He used to be with the Defense Department, but they asked him about collateral damage and the expected ground mission that Israel is likely to undertake sometime in the next 48 hours, most people are saying. Here is the interchange between the reporter and John Kirby about collateral damage. This is clip 10.
Besides saying that he doesn't have confidence in these numbers, the president went farther to say that innocents will die and that this is the price of the war. You also said that.
I have indeed.
Yeah. Don't you think this is insensitive? They're being very harsh criticism about it. For example, the Council of American Islamic Relations said it was deeply disturbed and called on the president to apologize. Would the president apologize and does he regret say something like that?
No, and why not? This is what Kirby says in response.
What's harsh is the way Hamas is using people as human shields. What's harsh is taking a couple of hundred hostages and leaving families in anxious waiting and worrying to figure out where their loved ones are. What's harsh is dropping in on a music festival and slaughtering a bunch of young people just trying to enjoy an afternoon. I could go on and on. That's what's harsh. That is what's harsh. And being honest about the fact that there have been civilian casualties and that there likely will be more is being honest, because that's what war is. It's brutal, it's ugly, it's messy. I've said that before. The president also said that yesterday. Doesn't mean we have to like it. And it doesn't mean that we're dismissing any one of those casualties. Each and every one is a tragedy in its own right. And each and every one we should try to prevent. And that is why we're in close contact with our Israeli counterparts, to do everything we can to help them minimize the risk to civilians that are in harm's way. It would be helpful if Hamas would let them leave. Leave their homes, leave areas, not shelter in tunnels underneath their houses and in hospitals, and let them get out. Let them get out of Gaza if they want to leave. We know that there are thousands waiting to leave Gaza writ large, and Hamas is preventing them from doing it. That is what is harsh.
Okay, and that is what is a good and worthy spokesman for our government right now. Look, the one question that I would put to people, and looking at the images of suffering and destruction in Gaza, it is horrible. It is horrible. But Hamas is singularly responsible. Given what happened, is Israel supposed to do what? In other words, if you were the Prime Minister of Israel, and you had just had an invasion of your country, with people murdered in their bedrooms, people murdered at a music festival, people cruelly tortured, and hostages taken. If that happened to the United States of America, what do you expect us to do? And the one thing that Israel is committed to doing is making sure this never happens again. That Hamas never again goes across the border. So how do you do that? Do you do that by saying, okay, Hamas, we're going to evacuate Gaza, we're going to remove everything from Gaza? They already did that! They did that in 2005! Gaza, since 2005, has been free of any Jewish presence. There is no occupation. How can you have occupation by Israel if there are no Israelis there in the territory? Hamas has complete control over that territory. If it is a living hell, and I believe that living under Hamas would be a living hell, then you cannot blame the people who gave up any effort to control that territory back in 2005. And Hamas has been in sole control, not the Palestinian Authority, but Hamas, since 2007. I mean, this is unreal. And again, what Israel is attempting to do is not to conquer Gaza. Why would they want to? It is to protect themselves. I mean, again, conquering Gaza would mean what? Especially in a country or a little slice of a country, a province, if you will, of 2.2 million. Do you know 80% of the people who live in Gaza get money from the UN? From the United Nations Relief and Works Administration for Palestinian refugees. I mean, that's basically one of the reasons that Gaza even survives. But unfortunately, the UN doesn't provide or establish any standards of decency. Concerning the claim that 24 journalists have been killed in Gaza and the implication that those journalists have been targeted by Israel, there's a question by Al Jazeera of John Kirby, and it went like this, clip 15.
Talking about Al Jazeera journalists specifically in light of the reports that Secretary Blinken approached the Qatari government asking us to tone down our coverage.
So you're asking me in the context of, like, do we have some kind of beef with Al Jazeera?
Yes.
I'll let the secretary and their staff speak to his conversations in the region. I won't do that. We recognize Al Jazeera as a valuable voice and an outlet that has incredible reach in the region and beyond. I don't need to tell you that. It's truly a global network, and we value the work that you do.
One quick question. Just because the Committee to Protect Journalists says that at least 24 journalists have been killed in Gaza trying to cover this story, are you concerned that Israel is trying to silence journalists who are trying to tell both sides of this story, including our Al Jazeera Arabic bureau chief?
I've not seen any indication whatsoever that Israel is going after journalists, in particular because of them trying to tell a story. I've seen absolutely zero evidence of that. That's an unfounded allegation.
And then this additional comment. Well, we will get to more of that coming up. We'll be speaking also to Rich Lowry about the new speaker and what it means. Does the selection of Mike Johnson really indicate that the Republicans don't want to be in charge? And what about that new candidate who's challenging Biden for the Democratic nomination in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.